Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Sault Ste. Marie country artist Mike Case is the recipient of the Northern Ontario Country Music Association's Carol Patterson Award. He's also the owner of Case Music Store in Sault Ste. Marie, and I've got a couple of his great country songs to play on the show. I'm looking forward to sharing that with all our listeners. My pleasure to welcome him now, Mike Case. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Dave. I got to correct you on the ownership of Case's Music because my nephew has taken it over in the last 4 years, and he's kept it in the family for us so I can retire.
Well, isn't that a great thing that somebody in the family was able to take it over? I think that's wonderful and carry on the family name. We have so much to talk about, Mike, and I'm looking forward to it. And let's give, first of all, a big shout-out to your friend and mine, Shelley Buffett. She connected the two of us for this interview.
She's such an awesome person, you know. She opens the door for us as artists as well to get interviews with people like yourself and your station and your program. That is just such a huge thing for us these days because, I mean, you go back 25 years of music for myself, and I get to be able to re-air that again and have a mm-hmm. conversation and explain how it all started. You know what I mean? What a great thing Shelley has allowed us to do.
And we're going to get into that story, and we're going to play a couple of your songs. Let's start off, Mike, by letting people know, a lot of our listeners will know because they know you very well, that for quite a while now you've been battling cancer and doing your best to stay in that fight.
Yep, I've been doing it for 8 years now. And I'm a very spiritual person. And it's what's made me last longer than the medical field thought I would. I've been through a lot of treatments and everything, but I have a lot of good people around me, and that makes such a difference for someone that has to battle such a terrible disease, you know.
Yeah, Shelley was mentioning to me earlier, and she figured you would agree, and I think we all would. Country music and music in general is about faith, family and friends, and those are three things that we need to get us through these kind of struggles.
That's why I like to hear locally in my own district here, the Algoma district here. I like to promote this district. I like to promote the music here because it really, really helps your health. You know, it really helps us.
Yeah.
It soothes us, the music. It really does.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the start, Mike, and we'll move forward, but let's start with your first interest in music. What got you excited about performing music in the first place?
It's funny, you know, I come from a family of musicians. My father and mother both were the influences of us as kids, and every one of my the siblings all learned how to play music because that's the kind of entertainment that my parents had at the home. And so we did this since our first, their firstborn. They were playing the music and teaching us as we went along. And, you know, I think it also was promoting the family values that dad and mom did for us.
Absolutely. And was it country music that was played in your house, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Bluegrass fiddle music, Don Nesser and the Islanders. Oh, yeah. I later in life, at around 20 years old, picked up the fiddle and started learning how to play the tunes like Dad used to do. It was really neat.
I've heard that not only do you play the fiddle and guitar, but you play quite a long list of instruments, except the drums you were telling me before we came on, everything but the drums.
Yeah, well, I'm lucky because my son has picked up from there and he's become a very accomplished musician. He's done a lot of things in the music industry, and he's continuing to grow in that industry, and I'm very proud of him.
When did you first step foot on stage, Mike?
Let's see, man. I would be back when I was about maybe 13 years old, 14 years old in high school. I guess it was the first time that I did it. And, you know, all you get with your buddies. And you know, I learned how to play music through my family. So then we would kind of branch off into different types of music as well with the buddies. And it got me up stage. And I'll tell you something. Don't ever think you don't get nervous when you go on stage. Because to this day, you still get the butterflies when I go on that stage.
No doubt. I've heard that it doesn't really go away. You know, after a few minutes or a little more, you get relaxed, but you always get the butterflies. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, it's because it really shows how much you love what you do, you know, what you're doing. And you really, really appreciate the audience that supports you, you know. That's what I love about the Northern Ontario Country Music Association. We're not just an association, we're a family. Like you said, it promotes that family and faith. And Dave and Carol is one that set the standards for that when they created this organization. Lots of leaps and bounds to get to where we are today, but it's been a very successful time now. Unfortunately, we lost Dave's wife last year, and it was very difficult on all of us. And when I received that award, which was the first time ever, having an award like that, that was very, very, very humbling to have that.
Yeah, that would have had to have been a great honor to receive that award, which, of course, is named after Carol, the Carol Patterson Award. She meant so much to that organization and to all of you. When you found out, Mike, that you were going to be receiving that award, how did that make you feel?
You know what, Dave? They hid it from me. Nobody knew about it except David. He's the only one. I was at the point where I wasn't able to walk to the stage area from my room. So my fiance took me in my wheelchair, brought me to the side of the stage, and I'm going, why are we going here? What are we doing here? And I'm looking, and Jim Owens from Branson, Missouri, who was a fantastic entertainer, we were very blessed to have him and do a show for us on that Friday evening. Well, he's the one that presented me with the award, and I tell you, words cannot express how humbling that was.
Pretty amazing to hear how much it means to you, and I know everybody in that community, the Northern Ontario Country Music Association, and at Sault Ste. Marie in general, are big fans of yours and love your music. So let's turn to some of that music, Mike, the first of two songs we're going to play, and let's start with Put the Blame on Me, and this is from your 2009 album called Tribute. Mike, what can you tell me about the song before we share it?
That's funny. In the music, I did the twin guitars in it. I did the overdubs in the studio, and I did the twin guitar parts. And I had some of my band members come in and play the other instruments, the bass, the drums. Another guitar player played in rhythm section. And then I did my own harmonies. I did my own harmonies with, you know, for the vocal part of it as well.
Right.
A real learning experience. And I was getting ready to go to Nashville. A record producer had contacted me and wanted to see me. So, and see about what, you know, what my music was all about and if they could do something for me there. So I put a whole album together and brought it down there.
Okay. How exciting, heading to Nashville with that album. That must have been a great experience.
Oh, it was. You know, I was a singer-songwriter doing the same thing as millions of other people that went to Nashville at that time and still are today to try and make it as a singer-songwriter. That's what I was trying to do, was just make it as a writer. And I got a really, really good response from the some of the writers that were there, from Arista Records, EMG Records. I mean, it was a really, I couldn't believe that I got the response I did, you know?
That's wonderful, Mike. Let's share the song now. We got lots more to talk about. I want to talk about some of the touring and some of the shows you did with people like George Jones, Marty Stewart, Tanya Tucker. Let's hear the song first, though. This is my guest, Mike Case, Put the Blame on Me on In the Country.
I don't want to say goodbye no more. Walk out the door, don't throw away the key. Every night I made you walk the floor. We first met down at the high school. We became good friends from the start. I wish that we could go back to those days and forget about the place here where we are. And I don't want to say goodbye no more. Walk out the door. That I love you, but you knew that didn't come from my heart. I'm begging to you, babe, don't turn away from me, 'cause you're the only one there'll ever be. And I don't wanna say goodbye no more. Walk out the door.
St. Marie country artist Mike Case and his great song there, Put the Blame on Me. He is the 2014 recipient of the Northern Ontario Country Music Association's Carol Patterson Award, and he is a big part of that great organization in Northern Ontario. What a great song, Mike. The guitar work on it is just amazing.
Well, thanks. Back in the day, I guess, that's when I was in my prime playing, and when you're in your prime, you're at a point where things are come a little easier than they did when you were learning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The growth of being a musician was starting to pay off, you know. I also hung around a lot of great guitar players that played with people like Jamie Warren and Michelle Wright and Larry Mercy, you know, the Mercy Brothers, South Mountain. With Steve Batico, one of the finest guitar players out there.
Yes, indeed.
That's from Canada. That's the Canadian ones. And then there was a few of them that I, you know, picked up in Nashville when I was in Nashville that I got to play with. And I got lots of good compliments in my playing. And it means a lot to you when you're trying very difficult, you know, trying really hard. And just to get a little bit of gratification that they appreciate what you do. That makes a big difference, boy, when you're trying to make it in the industry.
Definitely, yeah. When you're first starting, whether it's songwriting or guitar playing or singing, and you're not sure, you know, what level you're at because you're new at it, that encouragement is invaluable.
Well, yeah, exactly. I was very fortunate to be able to play with those big artists, the big stars, to be able to open for them, get that opportunity. Once you've done one show with those big stars, well, the promoters get to know who you are, and they'll call you up to do another show with someone else because the people appreciated what you had to offer as well. You didn't take away from the show, the artist.
Yeah.
You added to it.
Let's talk about some of those big names. You were mentioning me before we came on the air. People like George Jones, you know, country legend. What can you say about George? He's amazing. Marty Stewart. Also, you mentioned Tanya Tucker. So great country legends. What was it like, those experiences, opening up shows for them?
Well, like I said, I'm very, very blessed that I had the opportunity to do it. Marty Stewart was one of the biggest ones because they had that show here in Sault Ste. Marie, and they asked our group to be the opener for it. And I marveled that guy. Like, he was one of my idols for the music industry at that time because he played all those instruments himself, you know, all the different instruments, and he was such a good writer, and he helped so many people in the music scene, you know. So many people get started, you know. And I was very fortunate to be able to be on the same stage as that guy.
What about George Jones, the great king of country music? What was it like, and what does his music mean to you?
What can I say, Dave? I mean, I got to play with the legend of country music, to be able to do a show with the legend of country music, and I'm very proud of that, of me and my guys being able to do a show with a man of that stature and known of that stature. You know, here we were, Dave. You know, we did a show on a Saturday night, and we did that show the Saturday night. Next Sunday, that Sunday, he was in Los Angeles at the American Country Music Awards, and he was there playing on stage. I looked at my guys and I said, "See, I know that guy. I was so gratifying to say that, you know, that you were on the same stage with those guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Mike, that's amazing. I want to talk to you, too. Shelley was mentioning that you're a pretty big mentor for a lot of people in the Sioux, and you've, you know, helped them out, especially younger people getting their start in music. What does that mean to you to be able to help other people get their start in music?
It's a very, very personal thing for me. I really enjoy children, for one thing, and I've been blessed to have the gift of being able to teach children, or to have the patience with them, and to give them the confidence that they need to have to learn how to play an instrument or sing a song. I've been very blessed to be able to do that, and I've been doing it for quite a long time. You know, a good 30 years that I've been doing it, and I just love the opportunity of putting little kid bands together and putting them up on stage and getting them their first experience of playing on a stage. It's amazing. And the parents are so happy that their kids are getting this experience, you know?
And what is some advice that you give to them, and in turn for anybody listening, a younger person who is interested in either learning guitar or getting on stage or songwriting? What's some general advice for success in music?
The most important thing is that you, I don't care what it takes, you get people to like what you do. If you can get people to like what you do, you'll have the support the rest of your life with those people. And that is the key thing to keeping you going, is to have the support of the public. And the more you do things for the public, the more it can be reciprocated back if they come out and support it.
So it's not just about the music. It's almost what you're saying, and I believe that too. It's who you are as a person and what you're giving back to the community, because it's a relationship with you and the audience and your friends.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. It is a relationship that I developed. Well, it goes back to that family value thing. I try to teach the kids about family values. In other words, when we're doing shows and that, we'd be doing shows for maybe cancer, you know, to do charity like that, or Alzheimer's, or heart disease, anything like that. I'm teaching the kids that they have a value of learning how to play and be on that stage. They're able to do this and get the public out to support it. That makes the event successful.
And giving back to the community is great for the community, but also for the artists themselves, right? When you do that, you have such a good feeling inside, knowing that, it's not all about you.
Exactly. That's what I try to promote throughout my life, is that it's about the other people, you know what I mean? Just finished doing a show this past winter for Toys for Tots, they called it, and what that was about was kids going out, you know, and filling a bus up with stuffed toys or maybe canned goods, but making the awareness out there. There are people that are a lot less fortunate than we are, you know, in this life. And to be there to get people to come out and support the event, you have to have entertainment there to do that. Well, I have these children, I work with them, and we get them so they're ready. When they're on that, they go on that stage, they're ready to play, and they're good at what they do. And you know, it makes such a difference because it gives back to the community. It gets the whole community involved, and they see that when the kids are coming for lessons and learning, they're not just learning about the music, they're learning about giving back. They're learning about what their talent can give back to this community, you know, the value of it.
That's a wonderful thing, Mike. I just love hearing that and knowing all the good that you've done for the Sault Ste. Marie area and the Northern Ontario Country Music Association, and just how much you've given to them. And I know that you've got so much back from that relationship as well. But let's turn to another one of your songs. It's from your album called Tribute that was released in 2009. And this is a real up-tempo song, great one called Kicking It Up. And before I play it again, Mike, I'll give you a chance to tell us a bit about the song.
Well, this song was, if you listen to the lyrics to the song, it's about someone going out as a couple or whatever, and they're going out and they're, you know, listening to music or whatever, listening to the band playing, and that person's trying to get the other person to get on the dance floor and learn how to dance. And that's why it's called Kicking It Up, because they're trying to get them to kick their heels up and let it go. They can dance along with them. Yeah. That's
right.
What we call it, Kicking It Up. Yeah.
Great song. Well, let's share it now. This is a high energy one from my guest, Mike Case, Kicking It Up on In the Country.
Baby, kick it up.
Another great song from my guest, Mike Case, here on In the Country. And, man, that is a terrific song. Again, guitar work on it is just amazing.
Gee, thanks. I have to also compliment the players that were playing with me. My band was called White Stallion back then, and I had a couple of different drummers that played in the studio as well with me from my band. And John Muse was a drummer on that song. Tim LaPlante was a bass player. Jack Ringelson, the rhythm guitar player. Mike Urich was the keyboard player and the vocalist. He was helping with the harmony along with the other guys in the band. It was really nice playing with those guys. And the idea of that song was to get people motivated to jump on that dance floor and, you know, kick it up a little bit.
That's the kind of song that'll do it, Mike, because listening to that, I mean, it just, that makes you want to get up and dance.
No, that was the whole purpose behind it. So if it did that, then the purpose was met at that time, you know. I have to mention that Jack Ringelson, him and I have been together for, well, probably 18 to 20 years, and he's my partner with the Northern Ontario Country Music Association as one of the district managers here. That we manage the Algoma district here, and Jack is my partner. So Kim and I go way back.
Mike, it has been such a pleasure. Our time has flown by. Such a pleasure to have you on the show, to talk to you and to play those songs. And I know that everybody listening and those in the Sault Ste. Marie area and everyone with the Northern Ontario Country Music Association are just so proud of you, so proud to have you in their lives, and I've really enjoyed speaking with you.
Well, thanks a lot. I also don't want to miss the other drummer that played in my band at the time was Rick Dotson. Very, very, very good musician. He played with in a lot of studio work in town here, and I was fortunate enough to have him as well. So I got to thank those guys. If it wasn't for those guys, I wouldn't have been able to do that album. And it really helped push my career because of the support I had of my guys, musicians.
Makes a big difference to have that support around you. And let's, again, we'll say thanks to Shelley Buffett for putting you and I in touch so we could do this interview. And I know you are going through struggles. You continue to with cancer. And I want to wish you all the best. And, again, a pleasure. And your love of music is quite amazing, Mike.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. And again, I mentioned, you know, Dave Patterson and Carol and all the work they've done to create our organization. It just helps us to keep growing and growing and to become more of a bigger family of country music lovers. And we're really appreciative that we do have this organization because of their efforts.
Awesome. Well, you have yourself a great weekend, Mike, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Nice talking to you, too. Take care.
Sault Ste. Marie country artist Mike Case has been my guest. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.